Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 314 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, now let's get to today's question from Chris.
Hey, Pat, this is Chris Shepard from the Successful Performer Cast at SuccessfulPerformerCast.com, and I have a question about advertising on podcasts specifically. And my question is, how do you know when to advertise? I mean, how many listeners should I have? How do I know what to charge for advertising, for things like sponsor reads and things like that? Pat, I would appreciate any kind of insight that you can offer on this. Thanks for all you do.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the question today. And this is really important because a lot of people are starting podcasts and a lot of people want to know how to monetize it. And there's nobody better who I know who has better monetized the podcast that they have than John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. So I recommend you actually head on over right now, everybody who is interested in podcast sponsorships. And I'm going to give you my experience too, but I'm going to share sort of the industry standards from a very specific post that he's written, which is the ultimate guide on podcast sponsorships. If you go to entrepreneuronfire.com/podcast-sponsorships, there's no better resource on this out there on the web right now. entrepreneuronfire.com/podcast-sponsorships. And there's a little section in there I want to talk about really quick. And it involves the different kinds of audio files and advertisements that you can have and also the cost. So this section, which is called Industry Standard for Podcast Sponsorships on this post, the industry standards, there's different types of lengths of episodes. So there's or of advertising, for example. And there are different places within your podcast that you can have these advertisements. So there's before the podcast starts, which is called your pre-roll. And there's the section in the middle of your podcast called the mid-roll. And then there's a section after your podcast called a post-roll. And you can have any combination thereof, although you have to make sure that you are still providing a good experience for your listeners. That was a main reason why I didn't get started with podcast sponsorships until episode 96 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. And actually, that's a great resource too. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session 96, you'll hear a direct conversation between myself and John Lee Dumas himself from Entrepreneur on Fire about podcast sponsorships and things to look out for and how to manage all that stuff and why I eventually started to do sponsorships. And now I'm getting to a point where I'm making quite a bit of money through podcast sponsorships, and I have yet to hear any real complaints about any of it because they are companies that I have aligned myself with, that I trust, that I know will help my audience out, and that I think are super cool and that I'm happy to work with. So again, making sure the sponsors align with your audience is probably the most important thing for your audience, for yourself as somebody who is serving sponsorships, and also for the sponsors themselves. They want results too. I mean, you're putting them on your show in front of your audience to help them as well, or else they're not going to be working with you for very long. So let's talk about this really quick. Your pre-roll, and you can have them various amounts. Any of the spots in your show, you can have at varying length. So 15-second pre-roll, for example, or 30-second pre-roll, or 60-second mid-roll, or a 60-second post-roll. For those of you who listen to Smart Passive Income, you'll know that I do 60-second post-rolls. So I've made sure to, and there's a lot of debate about this, whether you should have a pre-roll or a mid-roll or a post-roll. For Smart Passive Income, I'm really particular about how the show is perceived, especially by first-time listeners. So I don't have any post-roll or mid-rolls in that episode, which does decrease the amount of money I can make. But I have been able to strike deals with companies to have just only post-rolls, and those have been doing really, really well. My thinking is that, well, if somebody mentions the sponsor at the beginning or the middle of an episode, well, then comes the content after that, and then you kind of forget about that. So I think the post-roll is just as important. So if you wanted to pitch that to a potential sponsor, you could. But I do know that industry standard, they do prefer a pre-roll, and mid-rolls are great too. And if you listen to any or most podcasts with sponsors, that's generally how it goes. So it's your show, again, so you could do whatever you'd like. But again, check out entrepreneuronfire.com/podcast sponsorships. There's a lot of great content here. You can listen to sample things on John's show to see what these ad spots look like. Now, in terms of how much you might get for these ad spots, it varies, again, on the type of the type. And the terms that I want to talk about really quick are CPMs. CPMs means cost per milli or thousand. So cost per thousand views. So this is what is used typically in the podcast world. So for example, a 15-second pre-roll can command about $18 per 1,000 listens. And a 60-second mid-roll can command around a $25 CPM. Again, every 1,000 listens gets you $25. So if you have 1,000 listens, you get $25 if you have a 60-second mid-roll in there. If you have 10,000 listens, you can times that by 10, so $250 per episode. So if, for example, you work with a company and you have a 15-second pre-roll, and this is, again, an example used in John's article, if you have one company who you are having as a sponsor with a 15-second pre-roll, which is, again, $18 per 1,000, and then $25 for the 60-second mid-roll, that's essentially $43 per episode, 18 plus 25, for every 1,000 listens. So 1,000 listens is $43. Well, if you have 10,000 listeners, that would cost the sponsor about $430 for that pre-roll, mid-roll combo. And again, you can structure any way you want, but these are just some baseline numbers that you can use. So then let's say you have two sponsors per episode. So two 15-second sponsors up front at $18 each per 1,000 CPM, and then two mid-rolls at 60 seconds each at $25 per 1,000 CPM, or per 1,000 CPM. Then you can multiply that 430 by two because you have two sponsors. So $860 per episode. So if you do four episodes per month, you would get $3,440 at 10,000 listens. Well, what does listens mean? Well, this is another thing you have to realize. Companies will typically ask for the number of listens per episode. Well, what does that mean? On that day it comes out or after a year? What is it? Well, typically it's after 6 weeks. So you can go back into Libsyn or SoundCloud and check what your average is for episodes after 6 weeks, for episodes that have been alive for at least 6 weeks. And so for me, if I were going to recommend, okay, when should I start to have podcasts on, or excuse me, sponsors on your podcast, it's really difficult to do it from day one. Even with an audience, it's difficult to do it from day one because they want to see how many listens you get per episode. And it's hard to do that when you're just starting out. Now, when I started Ask Pat, I even had a podcast with X number of downloads, tens of thousands of numbers of downloads. And starting Ask Pat from scratch, it was very difficult to get sponsors right at the beginning, which is why you'll see in the first few episodes of Ask Pat, there are no sponsors. But I did train my audience to listen to sponsorships and get involved with taking action on those spots, and the fact that there would be some sort of pre-roll and a post-roll in Ask Pat by sharing my own resources, links to certain articles on my sites, affiliate things, and things like that. But I never mentioned sponsorships until sponsorships finally came on board. So yeah, just, you know, once you see that every episode is over a certain number of downloads by week six, that's your CPM. That's what John recommends. So you can adjust this as often as you'd like. He adjusts it quarterly. So sponsors only care about how many downloads you're guaranteeing for the specific episode. So go to your stats, look at the downloads you have per episode, and use that to find your CPM. M. Now, there's a few different models that I'm not going to go over right now because that's sort of the most common that's used, what I just went over. And again, entrepreneuronfire.com/podcast-sponsorships. It's definitely the best resource out there, and that's going to help you. So really, again, when do you want to start adding sponsors? Well, you don't have to worry about getting to 10,000 downloads to do that. I mean, a lot of people think they have to get to that point before they could start, but you can start beforehand because, you know, because of the model, the CPM model, companies are paying for every 1,000. So even if you have 1,000, they could potentially pay you if they're interested in working with you, and you'll never know unless you ask. You'll never know unless you ask. And if you have a highly targeted audience, they might be very interested in what you have to offer. You can run test runs too in terms of the contracts that you're going to create. And John has a lot of sample contracts and things you can use as well on his resource, entrepreneuronfire.com. But again, one thing I like to do, especially if companies are sort of like, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure, you know, hey, let's try it out for one or two episodes and see what the response is like. And then if you like it from there, we can strike a deal for much longer, and I'll give you a discount on that, for example. So I'll often do that myself. When a company decides to go on board, I'll maybe give them, if they book 2 months worth of sponsorships, which is for Smart Passive Income about 8 episodes, I'll throw in an extra episode or something like that just to guarantee that longer contract. Actually, 3 months, then I guarantee an extra one because that's quite a bit of money. Especially with the downloads that I have, which are going between 80,000 and 100,000 per episode. So you can see that, you know, once you get those listens and those downloads, you know, it could be very, very lucrative. And that's why I think sponsorships are potentially an important part of your podcast, especially if you have an audience and you're looking to find out how to monetize. There are a lot of companies out there willing to pay quite a bit of money to make sure they get in front of the right audience. And so making sure you know who your audience is and that you are able to connect with companies that would serve them, I mean, it's going to be a winning combination. But those are the models that you would use. And again, you shouldn't wait too long to get started. I would wait after 6 weeks. If you have over 1,000 downloads, you know, give it a shot. That's where I would start. And then you can grow from there. So I hope that answers your question, Chris, and I really appreciate this. I think it's going to be helpful for a lot of people, and hopefully we'll send over a lot of people to John's site about podcast sponsorships because that's completely the most useful resource out there on this particular topic. So again, thank you, Chris, for this question, and Ask Pat T-shirt is headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat, and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to speakpipe.com. All right, now here's a quote to finish up. This is from Brian Eisenberg. He says, "Never forget social media is for reach, but email is for revenue." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.